Well, you know, employers across the country have embraced casual Fridays, and many employees are happy to partake. But how casual is too casual? From open toes to exposed flesh, extreme dressing down can be a job hazard, and there are some rules to follow. Our Jeremy Hubbard has a sign of the time.
First, it seemed like such a good idea. Casual Friday, once a week, lose the suit, don the Dockers, dress down. But have we now lost our sartorial sense in a sea of flip-flops and cleavage, short bottoms and muffin tops?
Do you really think that this is appropriate for the owner of a company?
No.
When did Casual Friday get this casual? And why on earth is this guy wearing those to work?
Has the boss ever said anything about, you know, showing all of your tootsies?
Not really. He looked at him, but he doesn't really care.
That's the problem.
For answers, we track down Clinton Kelly. He's host of the popular TLC show What Not to Wear. It's his job to tell people what's wrong with their fashion choices.
It makes me want to run away from her.
This offends us both as New Yorkers.
This poor woman hasn't got a clue how to dress her body.
And on this recent Casual Friday, on this busy New York street outside Macy's, he found plenty wrong.
I think you got lovely cleavage.
Well, thank you.
There's a lot of it for work, however.
So is this something that you would wear Monday through Thursday or just on Friday?
No, and I'm not supposed to wear it on Friday either.
Do you not like your job? Looking to get fired?
No, I like my job.
Actually, it is the fear of being fired that has recently started to reverse this trend of dressing too casually, Clinton says.
Well, you know, when the economy gets a little bit tough, you know, people start to dress a little bit better at work. Because if a manager is looking around the office and he knows he's got to lay off a few people, you know, if everything else is equal, he might be looking toward the ones who aren't the best representatives of the company.
But clearly not everyone is getting the message. Maybe the internet boom is when business casual first went bust. When billionaire bosses started sporting denim and T-shirts, we all loosened up a bit. And it was all downhill from there.
I think we finally got it right.
Cargo shorts weren't far behind.
Oh, yeah. It's a great place to, you know, to steal some pencils or pens from work. But probably not the best look.
And plunging necklines.
You know, too much boobage, too much cleavage.
The result? Business casual confusion.
Well, this is a real issue, especially with new arrivals to the workforce, college graduates, that sort of thing. A lot of them truly don't know how to dress, right?
Right. You know, the average 22-year-old has no real fashion icons, you know, for the workplace. I mean, they spend their time watching MTV. And, you know, who's your style icon then? You know, Paris Hilton or Kim Kardashian? They're not going to teach you how to dress for the workplace. You know, they're dressing to go to the club or hook a hottie. You know, you know, that's not how you dress for the office.
So, if you are more interested in hooking a job than a hottie, here are some Casual Friday tips from Clinton. First, for men, no T-shirts. It's got to have a collar. And give the shorts a rest. Khakis are better. For women, instead of a mini skirt, try some walking shorts. But they can't be above the knee. And as for your blouse, just don't show your bra straps or breasts.
I have a rule about cleavage and in the workplace, and it's chest, not breast. Right. So as soon as, you know, soft tissue is seen in the office, then you know you've crossed a line somewhere.
As for blue jeans, okay, go ahead. If your company dress code allows denim, and if they're dark enough, and here's the most important part, they gotta fit right.
And nothing too low-rise where, you know, the butt crack is going to hang up.
Muffin tops are not good for the work environment.
Right, unless you actually work in a muffin factory.
Some of our fashion victims should have known better.
Which I'm not. Did you think at all, maybe it's a little bit too short, or is that...
Too short?
Well, it's just a...
That's the name.
Only when you look at it down like that.
Where do you draw the line? What's the one fashion thing you would not do on?
Does that have a line? You're the owner of a staffing company.
Yeah.
So you put people out there in the world in the business to go to work.
Right.
Are you giving them any advice on how to dress?
I tell them to dress corporate.
Dress corporate.
All right. So basically you say, do what I'm not doing.
Right. I'm Jeremy Hubbard for Nightline in New York.
You're clean. Yeah.
Well, I went casual Friday tonight, for sure. Our thanks to Jeremy Hubbard.